Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to episode 57 of Ready Player 2. Hopefully my mic levels are okay and nobody's gone deaf now. This week, to be perfectly honest, I nearly shit because just everybody turned up. I don't really understand how this has happened. But we got Lewis.
Oi.
Oi. We got Elle. Hello. And lo and motherfucking behold, we've got Dave.
Hello.
Good Christ. I'm pretty sure that this is one of the signs of the apocalypse, isn't it?
Yes.
Good
I
Lord.
I want to be one of the four horsemen.
Yeah, which one of the four horsemen would you be?
War.
Yeah. I'd be Bob. Okay, so this week we've probably got some stuff to talk about. I don't know. We haven't seen Dave in about 14 months, so I'm sure he's been playing some games. Have you been stockpiling them, Dave?
I've given up gaming. It's for nerds.
Oh, okay, that's true.
True fact.
So where's your new job, Dave?
GameSpot.
It was a good time. It was a good time
to
quit
playing games. To work in the gaming industry.
No, exactly. Crazy. You just need to talk shit about them. That's all we do. Right, I can't talk about shit that I've been playing this last couple of weeks, because it's been nothing.
And we've already heard about what you have played, so...
Have we?
Robocraft.
Yeah. It's just Robocraft. I'm amazing at that game, and it's an amazing game. So, who else wants to talk about a game? Elle's got about 5 million things written down in the document, so I'm pretty sure that we're going to need to start ploughing through those. Elle, what have you been playing?
Ploughing, yes. I have been playing...
Whoa, what?
I just went... Flowing.
Okay, you carry on.
Right, so I've been playing Sims Free Play on my phone, which has been a gateway drug. So Sims Free Play is basically like the original Sims, but on your phone, slightly better graphics.
Okay.
That was interesting, and then I bought The Sims 4, because, you know, it's a gateway drug. So if you have a problem with spending massive amounts of time on The Sims, putting it on your phone is probably a bad idea, because then you're just going to get the cravings for like sitting down and being like, yes, I want to micromanage my Sims life. And then you'll buy The Sims 4.
It's a bit like a heroin patch, really, yeah. Isn't it? Not going to do anybody any good.
So leading on from the sad Sims Free Play, which I haven't actually touched since I've bought Sims 4, so my Sims are probably, you know, wet themselves and are starving. But who cares about them?
Well, do you leave it running?
It's the app just goes.
It's a permaworld.
Yeah.
Because it's like on the mobile one.
The mobile one's put. Good grief.
Yeah.
That's
so
like,
I
no, that's bringing
feel
back
bad.
Flashbacks of Tamagotchi now. I can't but, go through that again.
Yeah, I know. And I was thinking that because after I'd not like spent a week on it, it sent me one of those little app push updates, which is like, your Sims really miss you. And I'm like, cool, I'm getting commitment issues. I think I'm going to delete this app.
Don't fucking push me, bro. This was fun.
This was fun. But I'm going to have to go. I need this space on my phone. So yeah, that mobile app led me to buy Sims 4, which is brilliant because I like character customization. And so I probably spent like 3 days on the character creator.
3 days?
Yeah, maybe.
What fuck are you making?
People.
Oh, isn't this the one with the boob jiggleomics?
It is! And you can pull them out and make it bigger, it's great.
Hang on a minute, I'm googling it now. Is this new?
I guarantee if you Google boob jiggleomics, it'll come up with our website.
It probably will. Is it, hang on, is Sims 4 new?
Relatively.
Didn't it come out at the start of the year?
Did it? I didn't even know that a new Sims game had come out this
Remember
year.
Remember the last time we all went to the convention of the games? My brain isn't working.
EGX.
That's yeah. the one.
That was like
and
2 years ago.
They were doing the demo for the creator and no one was playing it. And the lady was really desperate. She was like, won't someone play on The Sims?
And everybody was like, no, it's not 1995.
Elle's actually still there playing it. The woman's like,
she never left.
I never
Haven't
left.
They knocked down Earl's Court now? It's just Elle on a pile of rubble.
It's no, no. Like, this is why Earl's Court is still there. Like, they can't do it. It's
because
like
you're squatting.
Yeah. I mean, right. you know, they tried to get me removed, but I was too strong.
Because you have mad skills. Okay, fine. So Sims 4 is actually good. Is this shocking?
No, because it's basically more of the same, just with a different skin.
Okay.
To be honest with you, if you lost time playing The Sims of any variety, or Harvest Moon, or any other game where you just sit there and you sort of get lost in the nether of infinity and forget to eat, that kind of thing, don't buy it, just for your own health. Okay?
I get the same thing as you, though, with Sims. I get commitment issues. And it's not like I like building the house. Like, if The Sims weren't in it, that'd be fine. If it could just be a house-building simulator, I think I'd be absolutely fine. But as soon as you put the little bastards in it, who wees on the floor? You're a grown man.
You're a grown
yeah?
sim.
Just find a bush. You don't just need to wee on the floor and running around like a little idiot.
Well,
and
no,
also,
they
it doesn't matter how many times I take the stairs off the swimming pool, I still can't work out how to get out.
Oh, no. Sims 4, they do. They can
no
just
way.
Climb out. Fucking pissed me off. I was like, maybe I should just, like, kill this sim. Deleted the thing, and it's just like, just climbed out the side. What the fuck is this?
Did it flip you the bird
they
afterwards?
They have fucking evolved.
Like, fuck
this
you.
Is crazy.
Do you play Sims, Dave?
I used to, but then I decided to take control of my own life instead of my virtual one.
Oh, that was very profound. Oh, good grief. Okay,
I like
fine.
To live vicariously through my Sims.
You live vicariously through things that can now climb out of swimming pools?
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
I wish I knew how to climb out of a swimming pool.
I'm going to remember that the next time we see you. Actually, they don't. If I just kind of meet you and say, hi, Dave, we just need to go for a fight at a swimming pool, just to test a theory.
Well, I can't swim, so I'd be like, nah, I'll leave you to it, mate.
Oh, can you actually not swim?
No.
Oh, it wasn't a joke, you actually can't swim. Okay, that's probably not as funny then,
no,
if I, did,
that's
if
not
I just
funny.
Kill you. No, not
You're bringing up childhood emotional trauma here, Richard.
Oh my god.
I nearly drowned as a kid. And
what,
now
so you
you're
think you thought that the best
it.
You thought that the best way to deal with that was to not learn to swim?
Well, excuse me. When you get a fear of water, you just avoid the fucking stuff.
I was just like, yeah, all right, armbands, it's fine.
The Sims 4, relive your most traumatic
traumatic childhood, but they can climb out. Lewis, I'm gonna skip over. We're gonna come back to Elle in a minute because she's been playing loads of shit. Lewis, what have you been playing this week?
I have been playing some Forza Horizon, keeping it recent. Forza
okay.
Horizon that came out in 2012.
Yep. That's more recent than half the games we talk about on this podcast, though.
Yeah, that's very true. That is very, very true. It's a racing game made by the Forza franchise. It's basically what Need for Speed should have carried on to be. Got a good soundtrack.
I love our little reviews. Okay, fine. So Forza Horizon's average. No, well, not average. You said it's good.
Yeah. Fucking average. Yeah, okay. Putting words in my mouth, you dick.
Well, no, I've got to put something in your mouth. Well,
is that average as well?
Yeah.
That is, yeah, to be fair.
Can guarantee.
A little below average. What else have you played?
Again, like Elle, mostly mobile games. So I played some of the Kung Fury game, which is it's very, very simple. But I was playing it so I could cast it to my Now TV box.
What?
So Now TV, without going into it too much, Now TV, the Sky Freeview kind of thing,
yeah,
is based on the Roku, which you can cast to,
right,
like a Chromecast, so you can play certain Android things on the big TV.
I've got one of them. Didn't know that.
So I was playing Kung Fury on the big screen.
What, a game that you just have to tap on one side or the other side of the screen?
Yeah, literally, you just tap whichever side you wish to attack.
Has anybody actually watched Kung Fury?
No.
I keep meaning to.
Yeah,
that really, really bad film?
It's a short...
It's like 30 minutes long. It was like, they did a Kickstarter. I'm not sure where it all started, but basically they
is
did a Kickstarter.
Is it like super random?
Yeah,
something
like,
to do with Nazis?
It's like a rip... It's not a rip-off. It's like a real send-up of all the really old, cheesy kind of 80s action movies. 80s and 90s
Brilliant.
Action
I need
movies.
To watch it.
And they did like a kind of short segment, which they put into the Kickstarter, and they went, oh, people give us money and we'll make a full movie out of this. The Kickstarter segment that they put in was just amazing, and loads of people funded it, and then they brought out the 30-minute movie. And the first part of the movie is the whole Kickstarter segment, and then it just goes shit. And it actually gets really cringeworthy. Like, about 20 minutes in, you're like, it's going to end now. I'm getting a little bit bored. And everybody was getting so excited about it as well. Anyway, sorry, I need to move on. Dave, you've just put no in the document, which is not really kind of the purpose of the document.
No.
entirely. But no. Have you been playing anything at all?
No.
Just, oh, I see. I should really have read that before I asked you, shouldn't I?
I've been playing bits and bobs. I've been playing The Witcher 3, which is kind of old news. It's Rocket League. I've been playing a lot of that, streaming that shit. That's so much fucking fun.
Wait, what's Rocket League? Is that the football one?
Car football.
The football in cars game.
Yeah. I saw loads of people were losing their shit over that, and
it's,
I was just like, seriously?
Good. Dude, I was the same as you. I was like, it's just football in cars, man. And then I play it and I was like, this is football in cars, man.
Well, I watched, because loads of people were talking about it, and I was just like, seriously? What a load of tripe. And then I watched a trailer for it and I was just like, why don't I have a PS4? But it's out on Steam now, isn't it?
Yeah, Steam PS4 with cross compatibility coming soon.
Oh, shit in a basket.
It's so much fun. It's like two frat bros are like sat down, drunk and high as shit, and they've marathoned sessions of FIFA and Trackmania, and one of them turns to the other and just go, hey man, you know it'd be a fucking good game if we mix these two motherfuckers up, and the other one happens to be the lead developer of Psyonix and actually did it, and it was really good.
so basically you've just insinuated that the lead developer of Psyonix is a drug-addled prick.
No, it was a metaphor.
Do you know what, I was actually thinking the other day that I really want somebody to remake Speedball, but remake it well, but this is kind of just that.
I don't know what Speedball is.
How do you not know what Speedball is?
Did it come out before 1990?
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, quite a lot. Lewis, do you know what Speedball is? Am I the only person here?
Not a clue.
I wasn't even a sperm when Speedball came out, so...
I don't know, how long does... Okay, we don't need to get into that. I can't believe I'm the... Right, if anybody else is listening knows what Speedball is, you need to...
You can make sounds back at me the up recording here.
And Ross needs to come back.
If anyone listening knows what Speedball is, if you can work out how to send an email...
Oh my god.
I'm on the internet with the snapper.
Rich is on the internet. Rich is on geocities.ws.
No.
I'll tell you what, guys, this AOL account's coming real handy.
I'm still using the AOL browser. I don't know what you fucking kids are talking about with your Chromes. Right, you've been playing football with cars. Have you been playing anything else?
Elle introduced me to Heroes of the Storm.
I did!
Okay, yeah. Did she lube you up first?
It's a video game, Richard.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Wait, that's the one that's...
Blizzard that made
like
Dota easy.
Yeah. The one that's like Dota. Is Dota better or is it better?
It's two different beasts, really.
Heroes
of the Storm
answer.
Is just a damn sight easier than Dota, which is why I was instantly amazing at it.
Right, okay. Counterpoint?
Dave was instantly amazing at Heroes of the Storm.
I'm interested to
he
start
survived.
A death match now. Okay, fine.
Spout toxic nonsense, so that was great.
I still haven't played it, so...
He's not talked about, like, the whole experience. So it's like, oh, yeah, Dota's a cesspool of the worst
Dota's
people
hell.
In humans ever.
I never said that. I said there was more...
Arseholes?
Flaming in Dota.
Right, okay.
No. I mean, like, that's my opinion. I think, you know, Dota and League just bring out the worst human beings ever. And then in Blizzard, it's just like, you sneezed, permaban!
really?
Banhammer? Kind of like, Blizzard.
Didn't somebody just get arrested for flaming in LOL? I'm sure I read that.
I don't know. You should be arrested for playing LOL.
Oh, shut up.
I fucking hate League of Legends so much.
Good grief! It's like MOBA players unite against each other.
How am I elitist? I like two MOBAs now, El.
Good God.
Oh,
all right, we need
God.
This is going to devolve very quickly. Lewis, quick, what else have you been playing?
Alpha Bear.
Alpha Bear? What
yeah.
What the fuck is that?
What is that? I keep seeing that on Twitter and I don't understand like a lick of it.
It's a word puzzle game with these cute little bears.
I've just looked. It looks like Canimals. Does anybody else know what Canimals is?
No.
Pre-1990?
No. Canimals is... No, you know nothing. Canimals is new. Canimals is like within the last 2 years, I think.
Canimals is new, Canimals in the last 2 years. That's...
For me, that
two
is incredibly
don't make me
new.
The same thing.
Do you Google search Canimals and look how cool I am for knowing what they are.
No, because you'll tell me off on my clicky keyboard.
Okay, fine. But just trust me, it looks like Canimals. Is it good?
Yeah, it's good fun.
They are.
This is an Android app.
Yes.
Does somebody know when us actual proper phone-owning people are actually going to be getting...
August.
Penguin.
August.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I like that we can have a conversation without actually saying what it's about. Yeah, Fallout Shelter.
Yeah, August.
How much money has that motherfucking game made now? Good grief.
So much.
I keep expecting him to go, do you know what? Fuck Fallout 4, we're not even going to bother now. We're making shit tons of money out of this.
I borrowed an iPhone 4S so I could play it and instantly spent a tenner. I
was like, Jesus, really?
I was like, oh, there are some... Like, you get these lunch boxes.
Yeah.
That you can you unlock extra stuff. They're like card packs in Hearthstone.
Yeah, they're just
so you
random,
get at least one rare. So, and I was like, I could do with some more stuff. Well, you know, it's only $7.99. Like, that's no big
He's
deal.
He's got a purchasing problem.
Does it do that thing where you don't spend money? You have to buy, like, coins or something, and then
you
use the coins.
You buy them directly.
You buy them directly.
Okay, App Store.
I fucking hate that because they always go, "Oh, you got to buy 10,000 coins," and then the fucking thing is 8,000 coins. You got 2,000 left. You say, "Well, that's not enough to do anything. I've got to buy more, motherfuckers." So anyway, sorry.
Yeah, but I haven't played it since because
no iPhone.
Quite frankly, it's I still have the iPhone, but it's a bit of a ball ache to play on a small screen. So I'm just going to wait until I can play it on a tablet.
Because I can't play Fallout Shelter, I've been playing a mobile game with cats in.
What? Okay, what's that?
It's called Neko Atsume.
Pardon?
It's Neko Atsume. It's a Japanese game where you manage a garden and add toys to attract cats, and the cats leave you fish.
What?
And then with those fish, you buy better toys to attract nicer cats.
Or new places.
So you're basically a cat groomer.
Trust you to turn it into something seedy.
Or like a crazy cat lady who, like, you know, beckons cats into her home.
And some of the cats are samurai, and the other one is an
or
artist.
Some of them dress up as like tiny little maids.
What? Go back to
some
the samurai
make
thing.
Ice cream.
How? What?
There's like special secret cats who only respond to certain toys.
That's so much wronger than I think you intended it to.
So you groom cats and then dress them up?
No, they come pre-dressed. They have their own lifestyle choices.
So there's some weirdo out there dressing up cats that
they
you
dress
then
themselves.
Have to groom.
You can't
no,
just
they
make
dress
a cat
themselves
out.
In this
you
intelligent
can buy,
cat universe.
You can buy suits for your cats. I really want to buy a shark outfit for my cat.
Is you're playing because this?
I don't know if Al's still talking about the game.
Now. I'm not sure. I don't know what's happening.
A shark, a cat in a shark costume is called a shat.
Is that?
You can have that one for free.
I can't tell whether I've gone into some bizarro world where this is actually a thing or what.
Download the game, Rich. It's in Japanese, but
it is a game, and I got fed up with not being able to understand the controls.
Well, hang on. It's in Japanese.
Yeah.
How the dick am I supposed to play it then?
It's the most intuitive thing in the world. A picture of a cat takes you to the cat screen.
Well, that's easy enough. I can work that out. Okay, fine. Fine. Fuck it. Why not? Oh, is this the game that you were talking about where their butts are crosses?
Yes.
Oh, that makes so much more sense now. Cross butts. Okay, that's fine. We kind of glazed over the bear game that Lewis was playing. What happens in the bear game, Lewis?
It's a word game.
Okay.
Word game. What the fuck do you think happens?
Fuck
you make
off,
words.
Oh, do you know what?
Word.
Fuck off. Don't.
Well, you're not
I don't need
attention.
All of you to gang up on me. Okay.
It's made by Spry Fox, who made Triple Town, I believe, which is where the bears are from. They're from that game originally. In that, they're the bad guys, but in Alphabet, they are. You have to make them bigger by making bigger words.
Okay.
So you can, and you get more points for more words. You get special bears in bear suits. So you get like a panda or a stretched bear.
A stretch
or
bear?
A swimming bear.
I'm in.
I don't understand.
Dog bear.
I don't understand what. I've left game. I've stopped playing games for a little while, and suddenly we've got Japanese cat game in which you're grooming cats and trying to tease them over with toys, and then the bear game where you've
no
got
shame.
A belt.
That might out. Be the way you play it, but me and Al don't play it that way.
Yeah, are you sure? Because it sounded very much like you did.
Al, back me up here.
It's a cool game.
It's a cat game.
All right, I believe you.
Just play
to
the cat
honest, game. To
be honest,
I can't fucking bitch and moan at anybody's game choices. I've been playing RoboCraft for about 14 years, and I don't think I'm going to play anything else anytime soon.
Have you made, like, a sex robot in there yet? Surely that's functionalities in the game. It's been out for fucking ages.
I have made various phallus-shaped vehicles. Because I mean, the happiest day of my life was when they put like a kind of
Bell-end-shaped pieces.
So they put like a ram thing on where you can drive into other people and it does some damage. So then I actually had a purpose for just like butting up against people and then reversing and doing it again.
Butting.
So it was okay. okay, what else? Has anybody else played anything else? Go.
Yes, I've played many things. I've also played the cat game.
Okay.
Which is the name that I cannot pronounce.
Nekotsume.
I've also played... Yes, that one. Thank you, Dave. I've also played Farm Story 2, which is really naggy. Don't get it. Fucking pissed me
off.
And Village Life, which was actually kind of fine because your villagers, like, they exist without you. But I'm probably going to delete it now because, like most things, I kind of, you know, it fulfilled a small game-shaped hole for a little while, but now I'm bored of it. What else did I play? I played Ark Survival because I taught Dave the ways of Heroes of the Storm, so he taught me the ways of Ark Survival, which is the dinosaur game.
That's the dinosaur game.
It is the dinosaur game.
Is it good?
No.
Oh.
It is
well,
good.
I'm not going to lie, Elle, that was something long. Of an anticlimax.
I know. But it's... How can you play this? How can you play this? Like, it's so... It just looks rubbish.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry.
I thought that it was supposed to look incredible.
It looks good on my PC. What potato are you running it on?
Because I live in the middle of fucking nowhere, my internet connection means that this would be really cool if I had an internet connection.
So it's not the game's fault, then?
Yeah, well, hang on. How does it look like crud because your internet connection's bad? That doesn't lower your graphics.
Because it won't fucking load.
What?
What?
Cool. The land isn't loading yet. Awesome.
Oh, I see. So you've got to wait for the land to like stream in or something.
That's a computer issue. They don't like load in the land from server side.
Oh, well, they need to optimize it then because it's shit.
Actually, it wasn't long ago that I heard that the whole game was actually just laggy as balls. Like, a load of people were saying this would be an amazing game if it was actually playable.
Works fine on my PC, but...
But that's... you've got, like, a £14 billion monster PC.
Yeah.
So the rest of us that are struggling along with, like, six-year-old PCs haven't got a fucking snowball's chance.
No.
I have sad times. Alright, so but it's not very good.
I like it, but you need to play
it would be great if I could play it.
What can you do in it? Like
tame dinosaurs, build a house, ride those dinosaurs around your house.
Date rape dinosaurs.
Right.
It is a bit date rapey what you do to them.
Feed them until they love you.
Yeah, to tame like a small dinosaur, you basically punch it until it's knocked out. And then whilst it's half conscious, you feed it drugs to make it stay asleep. And then when it gets hungry, you feed it until it trusts you enough to hang out with you.
And then you can ride it.
And then you can ride it.
Well, that's how I met my wife.
Hang on a second. So you punch a dinosaur into unconsciousness.
If it's a small dinosaur, if it's a big dinosaur, you have to use poison arrows.
Then you have to make it trust you.
Yeah,
this sounds a little bit like some kind of like human trafficking ring.
Yeah. But dinosaurs.
Yeah.
but all right, I mean dinosaurs don't have feelings, so it's okay. They're not real
actually,
people.
It sounds like the cat game, but with dinosaurs and a bit better graphics.
Yeah.
Do you drug the cats?
No, you just give them
no.
fish.
See?
It's just cats.
But the cats
are
aren't trying to kill you though. The dinosaurs are.
Exactly. So the dinosaurs
well, some
deserve
of the dinosaurs
a punch
are.
In the face and then a drug adult dose
right, okay.
outside your house. Well, that's okay. Is it like Rust with dinosaurs?
Yes.
Yeah.
So is it rubbish like Rust?
No.
Yeah.
I think we appear to have divided the panel somewhat here. Okay. Well, I do want to play it, but it's
okay.
my PC is nowhere near good enough.
A machine which costs £1 billion, go and play it.
But doesn't your machine cost £1 billion?
Mine is like fucking 2 years old now.
2 years? That's fucking brand spangly new compared to my piece of crap. I'm
to be fair, in a few months, Elle's PC will probably be able to run it after they optimise it more. But at the minute, you need a decent rig.
To be honest, it's like almost every indie game that's coming out at the moment. I mean, Rust, for absolutely ages, and it still actually does, ran like a complete bag of shite. The Forest, which looks very pretty, just that runs like it ran like a bag of shite. Trine 3, which looks incredible and plays brilliantly single player, as soon as you try and play a multiplayer, lags like an absolute motherfucker. So it's not exactly confined to one game. So I would imagine that through some more optimization, hopefully it'll be super amazeballs. Right, anything else?
I made a lamp out of Tetris stickers. Does that count as a game?
Yes, it does.
Cool. Well, I made a lamp out of Tetris stickers.
Good. Thank you very much for that story. That's really good. Okay, I certainly haven't played anything. I'll keep thinking, but it's been absolutely ages. I must have played something. Borderlands! I played Borderlands!
Yay!
The first one?
Yeah, first one.
Ah, we're back in 2006.
Oh my god.
We're going for a break now. No, break. Fucking hell.
We're going for a break so we can get a train to London to then beat Dave into unconsciousness, no, drug him, and then ride him around
yeah,
London.
And then ride him around
this,
London.
This dinosaur is too big for you to handle, friend.
Is it really? I don't know. Okay, fine. This is amazing, and I play Borderlands, so that's good. And on that note, we're gonna have a break, and then we'll be back with stuff we've seen this week if we can find anything that we've seen this week. Be right back! Right, I need to go for a quick break, and I'll be back in a minute. If you find any news or anything in the middly time,
I've got loads of news.
Okay, cool. Put them in the document. Be right back.
Are you okay?
Oh my god!
Fucking hell!
Oh my god!
That's a bit disturbing.
Can I put this in the document?
Yes, just that whole news link, just fill it with links of this.
Just go to a random link generator and link to that. So literally every link that Rich clicks on is that.
Oh my god, that's the creepiest photo. That is the creepiest photo that I've seen. Oh my god. That's so... I don't know. It's a thing of terrifying beauty.
Hello?
Is it me you're looking...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, it was. Okay, right. Should we go for it?
Yeah, go for it. Click on them links and you can read it.
Okay, hang on. Click. Link. Why is it a picture of Michael Jackson? it's just a picture of Michael Jackson with Sonic behind it.
We must have done one wrong then.
Are all of them a picture?
Click on the next.
All of them are a picture of Michael. Well, you've blown my mind with the fact that you can put links in writing, and now all of them.
And then ruined it.
Why have you done this to me?
Because Michael Jackson's hanging out with Sonic.
Was this? Have you guys been working on this the entire time I've been gone?
Pretty much.
Well, actually,
I'm really happy that you've used your time productively.
To be fair, most of them are news.
Yeah, most of them are.
But I don't know what the news is because every single one of them is a picture of Michael Jackson.
That's why the titles are nice and descriptive.
Okay, good. We're back. And apparently everything that we've seen this week is Michael Jackson. So, I'm not really sure how that's happened.
There's no outtakes. No one's going to understand that.
No, it doesn't matter because it's an in-joke. And if you're not in, then you're not...
You're out.
Then get out.
Yeah, get out, exactly. So, I don't really understand what any of this new news is because nobody has actually put links to it in the document. Everybody has just put pictures of Michael Jackson. Which is apparently some kind of joke against me that I don't fully understand. So, anyway, the first piece of news is... Lewis.
The new Humble Bundles. So, the Jumbo Bundle, which is... If you pay...
I've got a Jumbo Bundle. Sorry, Cameron.
If you pay more than £4, $4.11, you get Outland Special Edition, Fallen Enchantress, Mercenary Kings, Endless Space, Stanley Parable, and The Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing 2. Chances are you already know that. And the mobile bundle is a load of retro games. So, from the Neo Geo.
Oh, Neo Geo! Wait, hang on a minute. Suddenly I am interested.
So if you pay more than the average, which is $4.66, you can get Garu, Mark of the Wolves, Blazer Star, King of Fighters 97, Metal Slug 2, Metal Slug X, Felt Fury Special Edition, Samurai Shodown 2, and Metal Slug 3.
And also Fatal Fury. So this is okay.
Chances are you already knew that. So.
I didn't know that.
Because this will be out in, like, I don't know when, weeks.
Yeah, that's true. No, yeah, that is actually true. This podcast is probably going to take a while to edit. All right, no, good point. Okay, fine, that's the first piece of news. What is this second piece of Michael Jackson news? Go!
Did you hear about Jamie Lee Curtis going to Evo?
Yes, I did.
Who? That was cool.
Jamie Lee Curtis did what?
Went to Evo.
Is this the video that I saw of her basically saying that she kicks ass at Street Fighter?
No, because she said in an interview, they were talking about Street Fighter, and the guy goes, "Oh, you a Ryu or Ken?" And she was like, "Scrub, I play Cammy."
Yeah.
And then the pictures of someone in Vega cosplay popped up in loads of like articles and videos, just like Vega in the background getting in all these videos. And then she tweeted later that it was her in cosplay as Vega.
What?
Family, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it good cosplay?
Yeah, it was like, it was full Vega. Because obviously, like, Vega is like the one Street Fighter character you can play and be incognito.
Yeah, because he's got the mask.
Yeah. So she just tweeted out, she was like, glad trip to Evo 2K, stayed incognito Vega who wears a mask.
And good grief.
Just her in her cosplay with her mask.
That's really cool, because she's really old.
Wow.
She's even older than me. You guys knock me for being old, but Jamie Lee Curtis is fine. What the dick is this all about?
Shut up, you're not old.
Exactly, that's exactly the point I was trying to make. Okay.
Jesus. Wait,
when were you, seriously.
What
year were you born, Rich?
1983. before. Okay, so Jamie Lee Curtis snuck around as Vega. Is that the whole story?
Pretty much.
It's pretty neat.
Next story?
Oh, did you hear about the guy in Evo who celebrated and lost his game?
What?
Yeah, so
what?
Right. I can't remember the guy's name, so I didn't actually watch Evo much. But these guys were fighting, and it was 1-1, and the guy won a set to equalise it, and he jumped up and cheered, thinking that he'd won the whole match. And he actually equalised it. And by the time he sat back down, the other guy did like a 32-hit combo or some nonsense.
And I'm watching the video of this now. So
it's beautiful.
He's got the guy's health down to like so low, and he thinks that he's won. And the other guy's just like, yeah, only faking. And he kicks his ass. What a knob. Okay, good. Any other news?
There was a science study done. Science!
Okay.
So two American universities held a study. One of them, researchers watched 163 online Halo 3 games.
That's not two bags.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Was this a study on depression?
No, this is basically a study on like behaviours and like what people do.
Okay.
And they generally found that male players who suck at playing the game were abusive towards the female players.
What?
Yeah.
The worst, you know, the worst thing about this entire story, and the thing that I always think every time a study like this comes out is somebody gets paid to do these studies.
Yeah, I know,
what,
right?
What a possible benefit could they have to mankind? And there's some prick there going, yeah. Oh, my entire job is watching people play Halo, and I get paid for it, and then I just say, yeah, they hate women, or something like that. So the outcome was basically the people who suck at the game are more...
Well, they found that male players who were successful at the game were complementary to both genders and generally behaved more politely.
Right.
And conducted themselves in a better manner than the male players who did badly. I want to know what the female players are like.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, that's what true. Because I've heard you play Heroes of the Storm.
Exactly.
You get angry.
Is it not just the case that the players that did badly were just in a bad mood and the female players were easier targets because they didn't want to pick on any of the blokes just in case they chinned them?
Yeah, probably. But then again, fucking cowards.
Yeah, but still.
Okay. It's only game. Why you have
to. It is
mad?
Only a game.
Why are you getting angry?
Why are you...
It's only Halo,
why
for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I know. So if you're getting angry about Halo, you need to reassess your, like, life choices.
It's not even real Halo. Okay.
You're not a real Halo?
Is there other news? What I keep calling it news.
I don't know, Richard. We've all given a news story, and we've not had one from you.
Because all of my news is Michael Jackson. I don't know.
That sounds like a Richard problem.
This is like first world problems. All right, fine. I'll read out a piece of news. Journey's on PS4. There you go. I've got nothing to back that up. And I'm just.
Oh, actually, interesting tidbit.
Okay.
I think it was Ask PS4 or the Ask PlayStation Twitter accounts. They basically had their asses handed to them by, I believe, the developer of, or the dev team behind Journey, because they were saying that the Sony Twitter account was saying, well, no, the game's not crossplay. And the dev team said, I think you should speak to your supervisor before you start giving out misinformation any further. Yeah, it was quite... I thought it was a bit of a dick move, but then I actually read it. I read into it. I thought it was just someone being a knobhead, but...
Right, okay.
And if you own it on PS3, you automatically own it on PS4.
Well, there you go then. So that's it. Shall I do more news that I know nothing about? I'll just say the news and you guys can fill in the blanks. So Devil's Third is shit.
Yeah, apparently it's shit.
Cool. I've actually read
about
this.
Seconded, motion carried.
The article that I read basically said, I wasn't going to review Devil's Third, and then I played it. And I had to tell everybody how shit it was. So I actually took time out of my day to make sure that I wrote down words so that nobody else spends their money on this game.
Well, the guy behind it is the same guy who made Ninja Gaiden.
Well, that's why. That was... He just hates people.
The guy behind it has also blamed players for being bad at the game, which is why they don't like it.
Okay. But the thing is, games that are difficult can still be fun. I mean, these two play games that punish them, and they still supposedly have a good time. And Ninja Gaiden, that punished the hell out of you. It was still a fun game. I broke a lot of pants playing that game, but it was still a fun game. So it's not an excuse for it being shit, really, is it?
No.
This is a Nintendo game, isn't it?
Someone at work... It is, yeah. It's on Wii. Someone at work described him in a perfect way. He is the Tommy Wiseau of the gaming industry, this guy.
Who's Tommy Wiseau?
The guy from The Room.
What's The Room?
Excuse me?
No, I'm not joking. This isn't a bit. What? I don't know who you're talking about.
Al, you've seen The Room, right? Or know of The Room?
Yeah.
Really? Why do I always feel like the old guy? Let's do another thing.
Well, Richard, let me tell you a story.
Stop it. Wasn't the podcast just so much quieter when Dave wasn't here? I didn't seem to get anywhere, near as much abuse.
I bring the thunder.
all right, next one. Shenmue 3 breaks records.
Most supported virtual game on Kickstarter. Because
it's going to be breaking records for disappointment when it comes out, I think.
It's going to be shit, isn't it?
It is. It's going to be bad.
It is. It's going to crush all of our hopes and dreams.
I've got none because I never played the original. And I think everyone who's excited just has nostalgia tinted glasses.
Yeah, it's just nostalgia. That's exactly what it is. Because I played both of the first ones, I think. And they both melded into one game. They're basically the same game. And I pretty much guarantee that this is just going to be Shenmue 2 with slightly better graphics. And I say slightly because I've seen the trailers for this thing and it doesn't look very good.
No.
And everybody will go, yeah, it's amazing, it's Shenmue. And then it will come out and it'll be crap. This is Duke Nukem Syndrome all over again.
Everyone will be so happy to pick up boxes in 1080p and 60 frames a second.
Woot woot. Yeah, and drive forklift. Because that's what the game's all about.
Yeah,
okay, good.
That's literally all I know about the game.
Yeah, that's pretty... Well, I've played them, and that's pretty much all I remember. Next thing that we've seen... I'm just going to shout all of these out, and you guys got to tell me what's going on. Witcher 3 DLC.
Yeah, there's DLC out. There's, like... A patch came out the other day, and it's just broken the game for me.
Is this the one that we spoke about previously?
1.07?
I don't know, I can't remember. Did we speak about it?
When they accidentally released the DLC...
Oh, yeah. It probably is.
No, I think this is a recent patch. It came out like the last week, but it's made it. Like I went to play it the other day. I was thinking, okay, I'm going to finish Witcher 3 tonight. I'm during the end quest, and then this patch has made a bunch of quests uncompletable.
Oh,
and it starts to crash with his hair all the time.
Is the frying pan? Wait, stop! It crashes with his hair
because Nvidia Engine uses something called Tress Effects.
Okay.
To render like really pretty hair and stuff like that, and it's like just such a leech on performance. So if you have like cutscenes that make Geralt's hair flick around, or you drop too many frames because of it, it just
crashes the game. So most people need to play with it turned off.
So you've got pretty hair, but it crashes the entire game.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Or you can have Lego hair and not have crashes.
We spoke the other week, me and Lewis spoke the other week about... So they were getting ready to release a new piece of DLC for The Witcher. And it just got released on Xbox. I think, was it Xbox, Lewis?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just appeared on the Xbox Marketplace. And so a bunch of people bought it and it downloaded and then they could start playing it. And then they pulled it from the store and said, whoops, sorry, somebody pushed a button too early. And
don't play it.
We weren't supposed to bring this out. So please don't play it yet. But didn't actually give a decent reason why people shouldn't play it. So effectively the story was, please don't play it because, oops.
Well, surely that's fucked up people's saves, because if you jump from patch to patch,
this is what we were saying. Yeah, this is what we were saying last week. I'm not really sure what happened with it, but surely if you started playing it and then they revoked it, what would that do to your save game? So I don't really know what the entire thing was going on, but now apparently they've released another patch that's broken everything anyway, so everybody's in the same boat.
Yeah.
Yay.
Fun times. Everybody's equal. Everybody's made equal on PlayStation.
It's still one of
Xbox.
The best games ever. Though.
You're playing on PC though, aren't you?
Yeah.
Is it? It's not multiplayer at all, is it?
Nah.
Oh, okay, fine. I was thinking,
a lot of people have been saying that Arkham Knight is really good as well, but they accidentally leaked that the PC version is not going to be playable until September.
Yeah, now by accidentally leaked, I think that this was, because this was a series of emails that came out.
Yeah, accidentally, someone did it on purpose, but it was a leak.
Yeah, no, somebody did do it on purpose. And it was supposedly an accident. I think they tried to cover it like an accident. But I think, from what I gather, what's effectively happened is that somebody who works at the studio that was actually doing the PC port, because that studio was catching an awful lot of flack for the really, really bad quality of the PC release, and they have basically now got pissed off, because they've said that they told the main developers, absolutely yonks before release, that it was broken, that they couldn't possibly release it because it was just completely broken, and they were ignored, and then it was released anyway, and then they caught all the flack for doing a really bad port where it wasn't their fault because they told everybody that it wasn't ready. So, and I think it might be them that are sneakily releasing these emails because they don't want to catch any more flack. They're kind of forcing Rocksteady's hand to make sure that the port is actually complete.
They're the same people who did the other ports, and they were shit as well, so...
Well, now, see, I played the other Arkham games on PC, and I never really had a problem.
Did you play them on release, though?
The first one, yes.
Because I know a lot of people had problems that was then addressed a little while later.
The first one I played, yeah, I played it pretty much immediately after it came out, and I don't remember having... it probably had the odd glitch, but it wasn't unplayable for any, you know, at all. Certainly not like the videos and stuff I've seen of people attempting to play the latest one.
Yeah, tempting is a strong word.
Bad. All right, cool. I think there's maybe one more thing. Dark Souls 3 combat takes cues from Bloodborne.
Yeah, so hopefully Dark Souls 3 won't be shit.
Reverse. Does that mean that Dark Souls 2 was shit, Dave?
It wasn't as good as Dark Souls 1.
But you were singing its praises and saying it was amazing when we were speaking about it before.
Was I?
Yes! And then you were calling me crap for not being able to play it properly, because I'm a noob.
Yeah, well, that stands true.
Yeah, I also said that too.
Everybody's telling me. Why is everybody ganging up on me?
Maybe I said that before I finished the game, because at the ending of Dark Souls 2, that was really like, so lame.
So basically, they're taking what they learned from Bloodborne. Was it the same developer?
They both had a hand in it. It's a weird story. They had like Team A and Team B, and Team B went and did Bloodborne, and Team A did
like
Dark Souls 2.
Call of Duty? The whole Call of Duty where they got a shit group of guys and a good group of guys, and a shit group of guys made Black Ops and a good group of guys made the other one.
I don't think so. I think just because... I think Bloodborne was exclusive on PS... PS4, so they split the team to work on different things. But hopefully Dark Souls 3 is good. But then hopefully they stop making Dark Souls series. Because I love Dark Souls. Dark Souls is one of my favourite series of games all time. Don't fuck it up.
See, the confusion here is it's one of your favourite series of games of all time, but you didn't like 50% of it.
Well, actually, I reckon Dark Souls 2 is maybe like 40% of it.
Oh, is it? Okay, now we're just talking. I don't need to talk maths with
you. I liked playing Dark Souls 2, but after finishing it, the game as a whole, taking it as an entire entity, was much worse than Dark Souls 1.
See, I got that after 10 minutes. Maybe I'm just better at seeing through bullshit than other people are.
No, it's a good game. Like, the gameplay is there and the world is there, but the first half of the game's a lot of fun and it's interesting and intriguing and it plays well, and then the second half of the game just feels a bit rushed and haphazard and the ending is just balls.
Fun. That's a shining endorsement. Okay,
Dark Souls 1, Game of the year every year.
Dark Souls 1 is good times. Or Bloodborne, which is also good times.
Bloodborne is super good. I should finish it.
Right, so with one more piece of news has suddenly popped in to this. Who was that put that in there?
Me.
Michael Jackson.
Do you want to talk about it? It wasn't Michael Jackson. Do you want to talk about it, Lewis?
It's only a quick one. So 10 years after release, Knights of the Old Republic gets a full update on Steam and Linux. So
Knights of the Republic 2, you mean?
Yes, that one too. It gets so bullshit like achievements, cloud, Steam cloud saves, but it also gets resolution support for up to 4 and 5K, controller support for the 360 controller, Xbox One, PS3 and PlayStation 4 controllers, Steam Workshop support, and something else, some menu, force speed effects, whatever the fuck that is. It was more the fact that they have included resolution support for 4 and 5K screens and controller support after 10 years, which I thought was a bit interesting.
Clearly
no one else does, so
I've just been talking about it while you've been trying to talk, and I just realised I was muted. I was in that much shock that I muted myself. This is bizarre for a game that's been out for 10 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that just me?
Yeah. No, it is a bit weird.
But why would you want to play a game that's 10 years old on a 4K screen?
I think they're doing the thing that a lot of games are doing now, where if it's tied to a major franchise that's getting a lot of publicity, they'll re-release old stuff to get some extra money out of it. Like, Deadpool has reappeared on the Steam Marketplace after being taken down ages ago because there's a lot of hype around the movie.
Yeah.
That's smart, that is.
The Knights of the Republic games are some of the best RPGs I've ever played. So now,
do you know, I played the first one. I played Knights of the Old Republic, and it was so buggy that I really tried for hours and hours, and I just couldn't play the bloody thing. So I never even bothered with the second one.
I was completely fine with the first one. I played the first two on Xbox though. So
I played them on PC. I think that's probably the difference. Okay, is that everything that we've ever seen this week? That isn't Michael Jackson with Sonic the Hedgehog behind him. That, just for the people that are listening to this, obviously clearly don't understand what the fuck we're talking about and aren't in on this joke.
Honest,
that
I don't
appear to understand either. I really don't get it doesn't make any sense. This is going to be the image for the podcast, just so everybody can kind of get in on the weirdness of what the fuck is going on right now. We'll make that the image to the podcast so you can see what the hell we're talking about. Great, that's everything that we've seen this week. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and then we will be back with something. We're not really sure what we're going to do yet, but it'll be something. It'll be amazing. It might even be us leaving, which is just as good. So, back in a moment. We are back, and we decided not to go, because we've spoken for a while, and we've all got into the juices of the game juices. Has everybody got game juices?
No, I had a shower.
I am juicy.
You're juicy. Excellent. We're all feeling kind of juicy, so we can play a game. And we don't do this all that often on the mainstream canon podcasts anymore, but we're just going to fucking do it. Why the hell not? So we're going to play the random game. And Lewis is going to be our delectable host for this jaunt. Lewis?
Yep.
Do some game name.
Right, bear with me. I'm just generating a couple.
Did you call him delectable?
Mm.
That's a strong word.
What, are you going to dispute that?
Well, I always heard it used as a way to describe food.
Well, do you know what? I'm still happy with that.
You hear it here first.
I stand by my description.
Richard wants to eat Lewis.
Lewis has gone suspiciously quiet.
Because you ate him.
You say that now.
I don't even want to think about that. Cool. I've got six, so.
Right. You take the reins. You go for it. You tell us who's playing, and you score it. And you do have to score it, because we do need to have a winner.
Okay, cool.
What a winner.
Okay.
Everyone's
I can already guarantee
winner.
It's not going to be you, Rich.
Shut up. I'm feeling really picked on this week. Okay. Well, as long as it's intentional. Right, go on then, Lewis. You go for it.
The first game. Game name.
Wait, who's it for?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Okay. You've got to say who it's for before you give us a name, haven't you?
Okay, so... L, this one's for you.
Gasp.
Your random game is... Dangerous Sushi Strike Force. Go.
Ah, oh, man, this is amazing. This is going to be on the Wii, because who doesn't want, like, waving dangerous Wii controllers? So this one's the Dangerous Sushi... I can't remember the last name.
Strike Force.
Strike Force. Oh, man. So you can play as different, sushi fish. So kind of like, you know, the Octopus Dad, Octodad. You are going to play as a fish that makes sushi. You're going to have to live and work in a sushi restaurant and kill your brethren in order to feed the masses. So you have to use your skills with a Wiimote to slice and dice, probably your family, maybe your friends, into delicious treats for the masses. You will be judged on your skills and your presentation.
And the feels? Can you get judged on the feels?
Oh man, amazing. It would be great if you could like just choose emotional decisions, like some sort of bizarre role-playing game. Do you choose to kill your mother bats?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
in order to feed the
that's
six
it.
Children?
I want sashimi that tastes like the tears of children. Whoa, I'm going to kill my sister.
You
have
want
some
sashimi
of that.
That tastes like Lewis?
No. Nobody,
yay!
I'm pretty sure that nobody wants that. This is like a little beard
nobody
on the
wants
bottom
that.
Of it.
Rich.
Okay.
Your one.
Yep.
Is excruciating writing choreographer. Go.
Good. Okay, so this is obviously a typing game, right? So this is a typing dancing game. Where words come up on the screen and you've got to type them in. But every time you get a letter wrong, or if you spend too long typing the next letter, your character gets stabbed. So they're dancing away and they're going for it, and you've got to do it to the beat as well. So the music's playing and there's a beat and you've got to type the letters to the beat. And when every time you miss a beat in this like Dance Dance Revolution typing game, your character gets injured. But that makes them worse at dancing. So then they've got to try and dance a bit better, and the beat's slightly more off, and you've got to keep typing these really complicated words. The aim of the game is to finish the entire song before your character gets completely, like, they're just dead. So they just bleed everywhere. Yeah, that's it. And that's the whole game. Oh, it's going to be coming out on Wii. You need a keyboard. It's going to be coming out on PC and Android. There you go. Have I got loads of time left?
Yeah, like 6 seconds, that's fine.
Oh, fuck. And the main characters
no,
are...
No, sorry, I've stopped okay, the clock now.
There you go.
Dave.
Hello.
Your game is Naughty Theme Park Conspiracy.
Of course it is.
Go.
Oh, fucking course it is.
So, obviously, this is on the PC, a theme park simulator game, but you get in trouble with the mob. You lend too much money from the mafiosos, so now you're under their thumb. You've got to start like appealing to a wider market, and you're gonna have mobsters everywhere. So to appeal to those, all your rides are now adult themed. There's the Tunnel of Love, which is just like a sticky tunnel of smut. There's like the Flume, which is just full of whiskey.
Oh god, that could have gone so badly wrong.
Your theme park gets attacked by opposing mobsters, so like you're trying to do drive-bys in roller coasters to defend your theme park.
Oh my god!
You don't sell snacks now. Instead of cotton candy, it's just like Molotov cocktails. So it's like a adult war zone of a theme park that's got like underground adult only 18 plus areas to keep all the mobsters happy.
That's time. Actually, that was time ages ago, but I quite like the idea of this.
Game of the year every year.
You're right, I'm not going to win. Okay, are we going to go one more round?
Yep.
Okay.
Just to make you guys aware, Dave won that round.
Ooh, yeah, that was totally
I was
good.
Hoping there was going to be like a conglomeration of points at the end, but it's okay.
It's okay.
Conglomerate like, your point.
You get the next...
Don't.
You can succeed this time, Rich, and just
but
be
didn't
happy.
I did succeed this time.
Make
okay,
a
fine.
Game about
Neither
Michael
did I.
Jackson.
Don't worry about
okay.
it.
Yeah, I'm going to keep looking at that picture. All right, it's Elle again.
Okay, Elle, your random name... Game is Electric Florist, starring Mickey Mouse.
Electric Florist.
Yep, go.
Or Forest.
Florist.
Right. Uh-huh! Well, this game stars Mickey Mouse and is on the PlayStation 4. We're actually going to get some feedback via the controller for this one. So it's going to shock you if you do flower arranging wrong.
Can the PlayStation controller do that?
Okay. I don't know. We can make some peripherals. Okay. It'll be great. So yeah, you have to do time trials against Mickey Mouse in order to fulfill orders, like some sort of bizarre cake game. And you have to fulfill the orders and make people happy, otherwise it'll shock you. There we go.
Okay, that's it. I've got a.
I don't know.
I don't know. Wait, hey, I finished well. I think we should get extra points for finishing ahead of time, to be honest.
Take LSD and enjoy this game.
Anything
that's basically
to get you a couple of extra
be.
Points, Rich.
What? Who's turning
hey
it out?
You're an all-star. Get your game on.
He needs
go
to be
play.
Rewarded for finishing early.
Okay, fine. That was... I quite like the idea of that, but I'm a little concerned there's a battery issue with the controller.
You're a battery issue.
Okay.
Yeah,
moving
but
on.
Surely you can just get
up
one
to
with
a
the wire.
A car battery.
Okay.
That's the additional peripheral.
It comes in like this massive box. It's got a car battery in it.
A car battery and some jumper cables.
That you attach to your nipples. It's taking Mickey Mouse to an entirely new level. If you mix that with the adult theme park, you're onto a winner on so many levels.
The leader of a club made
really
for
bad.
You and me.
I'm not, I have nipples.
I'm not into... What's happening? I can't follow this.
You've never heard of Mickey Mouse
coming to a BDSM workshop near you?
Yes, I have actually, but I didn't. There was no nipple. No. Right, is it my turn now?
Yes, it is your turn now.
There was no nipple.
Okay, so your game is Feverish Plunger Romp.
Yeah. What?
Feverish Plunger Romp.
Go.
I can't. I'm gonna. Okay. So. How am I doing? Okay, right, good. So this is a game like Operation. Remember that board game that you used to play? Yeah, where the guy's got loads of stuff in it. And
was
you've
it
got
from
to try...
before 1992?
Possibly. So this it's a board... Right, fuck me, it's going to take me so long to explain the board game. It's a board game, right, where you've got to try and pick these things out of this guy. It's like surgery. And then if your little pincers touch the edges, it buzzes and you lose. So it's like that, only he swallowed the stuff or, in fact, taken it as a suppository. So you have to get it out with a plunger. I'm not really sure how the mechanics of the game will work. that's effectively everything that I've got. But it's going to be on the Wii for the plunger motion that comes with the Wiimote. Or you can have it on PlayStation Move as well. You can get DLC in which he swallowed other things. So you can get like items from other games or amiibos. So there's amiibos that have been inserted into him, and you've got to get you've got to get those out with a plunger.
Right. Okay, that's time.
Didn't we have a discussion once about which amiibo would be easiest to insert in yourself?
Insert.
And I suggested Luigi.
Why would that?
Okay. No, that was Jim on Twitter.
Was it really?
Suggested that.
I'm pretty sure we spoke about that on the podcast.
Luigi's obviously the easiest one to insert into you.
I'm
and Kirby would probably
back
be the most
from
pleasant.
This conversation.
Good grief. So that's my plunger-based game.
Okay.
I can't... Okay. Elster.
I lost it at plunger.
Oh, wait,
motion.
No, it's not Elster.
I had to mute my mic. Sorry. So all I could think of was plunge motion.
Oh my god!
Oh god! Okay, I've made peace with the fact that I'm not going to win. It's Dave's turn.
Dave, your game is Armored Rabbit Beatdown.
What? And I get the fucking plunger one.
Nice. Okay, so Armored Rabbit Beatdown is we're going old school, and remember the massive Xbox controller that was like 70 quid that you could pilot the mech?
Yep.
Use that. So you're a giant mech rabbit fighting all the other animals in the race. So you fuck the tortoise up immediately, and then you have to kill all the other animals to ensure that you win the race. So it's kind of a split dimension where instead of a nice fable, it's like brutal murder in a giant robot rabbit.
So it's like Mech Warrior Warship Down.
Exactly. That's the subtitle of it.
How
Mech
did
Warrior
your mind go there?
Undership
Who,
Down.
Me?
Yes.
Third.
Okay. I was thinking Carmageddon with rabbits.
No, because it's mechs. Rabbit mechs.
Okay, fine.
And you shoot carrots. Rocky carrots.
What platform is it on?
All the platforms.
A tasteful looking.
Everything from the SNES to the PS4.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm pretty sure it's safe to say that Dave won that round.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yes!
We're really trying very hard.
You didn't try hard that last one!
Given the source material, alright?
Plunge emotion.
It's okay, Rich. We'll get rid of it.
Leaving on a high.
Alright then, fine. We're going to have to call it a night now because we've been talking for ages and I keep losing. And I don't know why we keep playing these podcast games.
You fucking suggested.
I know. I don't know. It's like I like pain.
It's like an abusive relationship.
Really.
You keep coming back.
I don't know why
more.
It's like this is
He's got that
doing
abusive
our podcast
relationship
game for me.
Lost
is like
all those
playing
games of
those crap games where you die a lot that Dave likes. So, so
I don't die
go.
A lot when I play, Rich. You're just shit.
Hey,
wait, hang on a minute.
Can you
Aren't
feel
you paying?
The love
are you paying money for dying a lot?
Plunge emotion.
See? Right, anyway. That's it. We're going because...
You've had your fill of abuse.
Yeah, I don't like everybody. So we're going to go. And Dave's not going to come back.
Nope. Bye.
There you go. Surprise!
See ya.
So you might... probably aware that you haven't heard much from Dave on the podcast for a little while. And that is because he's gone off and got himself a fancy pants new job, and he's now better than us.
I moved hundreds of miles away,
busy. I think possibly there are too many things going on in Davey's life right now. So there is no more podcast for Dave. So I think somebody needs to play a tiny violin on this. Dave,
hi.
For hopefully what is not the last time, because I would imagine that you're probably going to be coming back as some variety of guest.
I will be the best guest.
Would you like to say where people can find you, and maybe just give like a loving and lamenting goodbye to everybody on the podcast?
Okay, you can find me on the interbuts as Irregular Dave on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and Facebook. I would like to say thank you to Lewis for leaving the first time, so I could fill his giant shoes, and for then bringing his handsome face back. And I would like to thank Elle for being my beautiful Welsh counterpart and making sure that we filled in the Cymru quota. And I would like to thank Rich for putting images of a plunger in my face.
Thank you. Is that what you're leaving with of me? Just that?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. So yeah, I think everybody's now reeling from the shock, and I think possibly a lot of the people that were listening to the podcast have now just turned it off in disgust. I possibly should have said goodbye to Dave last in retrospect, but we can deal with that in editing. So, Lewis, would you like to say goodbye to everybody and tell people where they can find you on the interwebs?
At Louis_Kong on Twitter and at ReadyP2 generally, because I'm the only one that uses a Twitter account.
I use a Twitter account once in Blue Moon.
I occasionally use it now too.
I use it all the time.
I'm trying.
I take that back then.
There you go, fun times. I mean, to be fair, you do it most of the time. Elle, would you like to tell people where they can find you on the interwebs?
They can find me in my nest of angry bees at Escaping IRL onto interwebs.
Yay! And you can find me at Zebwen, that's Zebwen. You can find all of our podcasts on Ready Player 2, that's two.co.uk. You can now find a chunk of our podcasts on our YouTube's page, which I can't remember what it is. It's like Ready P2 TV or something like that, isn't it?
Ready Player 2 TV.
Good. Mr. Byron Collier is going to be putting up a few more videos. He's been smattering them up there as well. Recently we did a video in which we attempted and failed to play Trine 3 through almost all the fault of our own. And you can find anything that I've written at richard-horsley.com. And that's it. That's us. That is the farewell lament for Dave. But next week, we are going to be back, potentially, with a whole nother podcaster. Not that we've jumped directly on Dave's grave, or anything like that.
Implying I'll never die.
But you know, it's good to plan ahead. So we're going to be back, and we hopefully next time we do a podcast, there are going to be four of us, and I will leave that hanging. And you can think of who it might be. Thank you very much. Everybody say goodbye.
Good.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's it. Peace out, motherfuckers. Bye.
Get out.
Excellent. Okay.
Help.
Oh, help.
And here's some angry bees for you all.
Have some bees.
No! No!
Are you still recording?
Yeah. My cat is climbing my chair and I have a shoulder cat. Hello. That was quite funny.
That was good. Only I don't work very well if I don't actually have links to the shit we're talking about.
Yeah, it was done as a joke.
Yeah, but it didn't pan out for me so much. But it worked out. It was okay. It was fine. It was good.
Panned out for us.
Well, we haven't really planned anything else in.
Go with your gut.
Go with my gut. My gut feels like says like I need more beer. So that's not going to help us very much, is it?
It knows.
Do-do-do.
Sorry, I'm getting like pestered by my cat. So I was just like trying to get him not to
interrupt. I thought you said
pastas, Sven.
And I was like, are you turning you into a delicious meal?
What?
No, my cat is a he.
Because that was the problem with that sentence. Good grief.
What? It would be, I am being pestered by my cat. I am being pestered by my
Pestoed.
Cat. So, in 1990, three oracles got together and went, in 25 years, precisely, Nintendo will host their next World Championship. So, yeah, Nintendo are hosting the World Championship, which is the first of its kind in 25 years. And it's going to be held inside a theatre in Los Angeles on June the 14th.
What? Okay. What is it? Just loads of Nintendo games and people...
On June the 14th?
Yeah.
That's in the past.
You know we're in July.
Yeah, it's probably going to be... well, that's what it says.
Is it next year?
Next year.
I'm pretty sure the Nintendo Championships were prior to E3.
So this isn't really news, is it?
No. There is a championship.
This is a bit embarrassing.
Because I saw an advert with Reggie in it on YouTube, and I'm not sure why.
Well, I'm looking at news here and it says Nintendo World Championships 2015 winner is John Numbers.
Okay then.
Congratulations, John.
Sorry. So the news
Sorry
is
Sorry that L forgot about you.
I didn't forget about him, Dave. I've not cut up yet. Get with the
times. Take over, I can't breathe.
Oh, so she didn't forget about you.
She never knew you existed.
You don't exist yet.
So the exciting news is that there will be, has been, a Nintendo championship that has already happened and somebody's already won it. But we've only
Why
just
did
noticed.
YouTube show me this advert?
So this is probably going to be in the outtakes.
Yay!
Thank you for the little outro, El.
You just have a shutdown noise on your PC.
Did you? Oh, I haven't listened to the last one that me and Lewis did. Is the da 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 in there?
No, it was
Lewis, you listened to a podcast.
No, I didn't. I just skipped through to see which one, which bit he used.
Oh, okay.
Where? I want swirls
is it
in my hair. I've always wanted cornrows.
Oh dear.
Oh my god.
No, you don't, Rich.
It's fine. Live your dream.
Oh my god.
Live your dream.